This conference will now be recorded.
Thank you.
Oh, GoTo. We're back on GoTo.
Are there any changes to the agenda? If not, I would entertain a motion to approve as presented.
Move to approve the agenda as presented. Second.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Anjani, how about you?
Can't hear you, Anjani.
Well, she's getting back online. Let's open this up for public comment. At the beginning of each meeting, we allocate 10 minutes to share thoughts with the board. If you wish to give us your name and address, the floor is open. Thank you, bringing it back. Anjani, are you on now?
She's been on.
Unmute, Anjani.
She's unmuted.
Anjani, would you wave at this group if you can hear us? Yes?
Ron's showing us his beautiful boat. He's sitting on the boat.
I think you're going to have to talk louder if you want Anjani to hear you, because she's in Warm Springs.
Not on a boat?
You're feeling really full of it.
Careful tonight. Careful.
All right. Okay. I just want, as this moment, hopefully we get Anjani to approve the minutes with us. How about a motion to approve the minutes of April 4 for this authority?
So before we approve the minutes, I brought my attention that I made a couple of errors in last month's minutes and need to remove the passing unanimously for 6A1 and 2, so I will fix that tomorrow morning.
We can go ahead and approve with that correction.
Move to approve the minutes as amended.
Second.
Lovely. Moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay.
Okay. We just need to make sure that Anjani votes. So that
can she wave at us?
Anjani, can you speak?
Did you make a hand signal?
I see her saying something, but I can't hear her. Anjani, can a thumbs up suffice?
We may have to ask her to call in.
Will a thumbs up suffice?
Yeah, a thumbs up is fine.
A thumbs up? Do you approve the minutes? She approves the minutes, and then will you please call in? Thank you.
You want me to call her on my phone and just leave her on the phone?
She, I think, was going to call in.
So, under chair reports, I want to congratulate and eventually welcome Lindsay Molyneux to sit on this authority with us. And we will do our best to make things as easy as possible. Once you understand all the acronyms, and the staff will help us figure out the rest, we welcome you. And now we have Anjani.
You're going to put me on speaker.
You are.
I've got you on my cell phone, and I'll just leave you on there. And the speaker's right next to here, so.
So, Anjani, you came on just in time. I'm going to ask for any Blaine County reports. We have Muffy and Anjani.
I have no Blaine County report.
I would just add for Blaine County that, as we're all familiar and aware, we're in the start of the flooding season. We've had a little bit of flooding happening. And we have a special meeting on Thursday to declare a disaster to start that process, just preemptively. So just a heads up for everyone.
Thank you. Thank you. City of Haley had one meeting last month, and they will be having another one, I believe, tomorrow night. Same information that was offered before. City of Haley?
Jacob?
Okay. Do we have Fly Sun Valley Alliance? Carol, are you somewhere in the ether?
Carol is not going to be in attendance tonight.
Okay, perfect. And let's move to the director's report, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Next, please. Just a quick update on activity for passenger employments. Before you get overly shocked and you see the 142% and then 107% below, keep in mind that this is year over year from April of last year to April this year. We were closed starting April 18th through May 17th last year. So that's the large delta that you will see. However, that puts us at about 17% year to date over 2022, April of 2022. Takeoffs and landings operations, again, closed for that month, 107% from April of 22. That puts us just right at year to date this year versus April, through April of last year. I'm going to start doing things a little bit different in these updates, if you don't mind. Obviously, the key to our success at the airport is our wonderful airport management team. And so instead of always hearing from me during the airport director's report, which you will, but I would like to start the process of allowing each of the department heads on staff to give a department report as well to the board for matters that we feel that you all should be aware of. So I really don't have anything from the airport director standpoint tonight. I would like to kick it over to Jenna to go ahead and give a brief update on what's going on the administration side.
Thanks. We are in full swing of the airline lease negotiations. We had our first meeting with the airline representatives and Recondo back on March 30th. We received feedback from one of the airlines already, and then our next meeting is scheduled for Monday the 8th. And we're going to be discussing the financial side of the lease. After that meeting, we'll continue to address comments that come in and feedback that comes in as we refine the rate projections. And then the following meeting will be sometime in June. Additionally, we are also in full swing of the fiscal year 2024 budget. The Finance Committee had their first review of it April 26th. Staff is continuing to refine it and fine-tune it. And then we'll be having our next review with the Finance Committee the end of May or very beginning of June. So that's what I've got.
Tim. And real quick, again, just as a reminder to as it relates to the budget, typically the initial draft, first draft of the budget comes to the board in June, a second review in July, and then per our protocols, the public hearing and adoption of the budget as seen fit by the board comes in August. So that's coming right up. Hard to believe.
Seems like we just did it.
Yeah. Tim, I'll turn it over to you for an airport operations update.
Hit the button.
It's red. You're good.
Then they can hear you online.
Oh, good. I feel like a rock star with a microphone. I'm sure you're all as excited as my airport ops team and I am about the warm weather. Season totals, knock on wood that we don't get more. I'm showing 163.5 inches of snow at the airport for the third winter in a row. Zero cancellations and zero diversions can be attributed to snow removal or lack thereof. I speak for Chris and Jenna and Steve and the entire management team when I say how proud I am of the ops team. They worked some crazy hours to make that happen. I've got some exciting news. One of the board members knows about it because he's going to be involved with it, a flight instructor whose name I won't mention. We were approached a while back, about a month ago, by a lady named Laura Lewis, and she will be starting a summer camp for children, I shouldn't say children, high school-aged kids in the Valley that have an interest in technical careers. And as many of you may know, not everybody's cut out for college education, and there's a lack of support for kids nationwide to pursue careers like welding, HVAC, electricity. I think it's really cool. It's really important that as a country, we start doing that. While the airport won't be involved in the technical career side, we are going to play a part in aviation career education. I started my interest in aviation with aviation camps when I was in high school. A lot of my friends that are flying for the airlines, that are air traffic controllers, corporate pilots, they went to camp with me. That camp got me moving in the right direction. And I know Chris has been passionate about it. I've been passionate about it. This is our opportunity to get involved in potentially molding the future of someone who might want an aviation career. So we pounced on the opportunity. We didn't have much notice, but we are planning right now on hosting 12 high school age students at the airport for 2 days. That's going to include airport tours. It's going to include a panel of some local Wood River Valley pilots. We have some Delta Airlines pilots, American Airlines pilots, United Airlines pilots living in the Valley. One of them, an individual named Nick, is a recent graduate of Wood River High School. He's flying for United Airlines now. I think that the students are going to find him really relatable. We're going to end one of the days with a high-level, mile-high view of introduction to flight. And that is going to be taught by a local flight instructor. And that's going to prepare the students for what happens the next day, which is getting them all off the ground and getting them to look at the Wood River Valley from above. And we call it getting bit by the aviation bug. There's a joke that goes around the industry that if you want to keep kids off drugs, introduce them to aviation because they won't have money for drugs or alcohol. So if even just one student we can get interested in a career in aviation, we're going to consider it successful. We're incredibly excited to host them. And it's not just about becoming a pilot. It's to introduce them to vast careers. I'm hoping to have Brian, who's here in the room with us, talk about careers that exist in the corporate FBO environment. We're going to have an airplane mechanic talk to the kids. Our own mechanic, Jesse Gillette, is going to talk about working on airport equipment and airport fire trucks and all the stuff that he does to keep the equipment at the airport running. Obviously, the airport ops team will be involved with talking to them about airport management careers.
What dates are those?
So that's an update from the airport ops department. That's all I had. So we're excited.
Tim, that's amazing. That really is amazing.
Yeah.
And just want to point out that the organization that's spearheading the effort that we're in partnership with is the I Have a Dream Foundation, Idaho. And we're really excited about the opportunity. I think good things are going to come out of this.
So. Yeah, I think that's very exciting. Thank you so much. And please let us know when it's happening if we can come. I don't know if it's watch. I think it's really exciting.
Very exciting. I think maybe everyone online might be muted. Ron Fairfax had a question of the dates of the camp.
Yeah, sorry, I can't see who might be raising their hand. Right now, things are tentative. Right now,
microphone.
Oh. Is the red light on? Can you hear me? Right now, the dates are tentative. We're looking at the week of the 21st. We're still trying to iron out people's schedules. We're looking at hosting the 21st and the 22nd at the airport. From what I understand, we're also, I forgot to mention this previously, we're going to get, we're going to call it aviation careers and government public safety careers. So we're going to try to get our local fire departments involved and some of our local law enforcement agencies involved to talk to the kids about what it takes to become a police officer or a firefighter, an EMT or a paramedic. So it just seemed, since we couldn't stretch the camp out for a week of aviation right now with such short notice, we're going to lump it together with public safety careers. So hopefully Haley Police, the Blaine County Sheriff's Office, Haley Fire, and Wood River Fire will be involved in this. We're still working to see what that looks like, though.
Thanks, Tim.
Did we get... Sounds fantastic. Thank you so much.
Okay. Anyone else on the staff that wishes to share things? Thanks, Steve.
There we go. So, just a couple of things for the board. You know, everyone's aware that our busy summer is upon us, including our corporate fly-in event. And just want to let you all know that You know, recently we met with all of the all of our stakeholders on the security and law enforcement side of things, and we had a meeting this morning, as recent as this morning, with the FBO, Tim and myself. So we're still planning and getting things organized, and you know, hope that we have a safe and secure and successful event. So that's ongoing. And then secondly, I want to talk about information technology a little bit. Riveting. About a year and a half ago, we started in on a restructure of our IT environment, and that was mainly brought on by the federal government now under DHS, and then under TSA, will regulate airports in regards to cyber crimes and your cyber infrastructure. So we took that to heart, and like I say, we've been working on it for a year and a half. We hired some consultants, senior level consultants, to take on that work. We're a Category 3 airport, so we have to have those plans in place probably within 3 to 5 years. But you know, Chris and I decided that we're not doing this because TSA has asked us to do it. We're doing this because it's a good thing to do. And you know, we're a small staff, but we have a very big IT footprint. And so just know that we're working on that project. I think with another year and a half, we should be in a really good place. That's all I have.
And you'll see our Steve. Efforts reflected in the budget when you look at the IT portion of the budget and some of the things that we're doing to enhance our IT and cybersecurity protocols. So, okay.
Does this have anything to do with all the flights that have been interrupted, or just that overall aviation challenges? Is that part of an IT issue?
No, this is just an overall effort on behalf of all of us in industry, and frankly across all industries, just to be prepared as it relates to cybersecurity. There are just several alarming reports out there about the threat as it relates to cybersecurity or lack thereof, and so this is a proactive effort on our part to stay in front of it, try to stay in front of it.
Thanks, Chris. Anyone else from the staff or the FBO? No?
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. I think we, are there any questions about the noise complaints or profit and loss statements? Anything? Questions? Okay. Let's move to new business then. Let's talk terminal boilers.
Yeah, exciting stuff, but important stuff. There in your packet is a nice, long, if you will, lengthy, detailed email from Dino Miller, our go-to facilities and equipment staff member. And he does a nice job articulating in there the issues that we continue to have and have had for quite some time. As it relates to the terminal boiler system. It's reached a point that the unreliable units from the get-go and lack of availability of technical support, parts, actual technical repair individuals to come up, and just the continual rising cost of this particular system, it's just no longer sustainable for us to keep moving forward with it. So, the long and the short of it is we need to spend some significant amount of money to replace the terminal boiler system in the terminal. The one thing that's kind of unique about this item tonight is the fact that we're asking for an emergency exemption under state code, and Jim will explain that in a second. The reason for that is we got lucky, quite frankly, with where we're at with the system right now. If this would have happened to us 2, 3, 4 months ago in the middle of winter, this could have been, frankly, disastrous. So we're trying to stay ahead of it at this point as much as we can. And one of our concerns is lead time. We've all heard it for the last how many years? 3 years. Supply chain shortages, just general lack of quick delivery of things. So we need to get started on this now. The cost is going to be up to about $200,000. We do have a contingency in our current capital budget of $1 million. This is tailor-made for this type of thing. So we do have the expense, the ability to take it on. And then just to go into a little bit more detail, I'm going to have Jim talk about the Idaho statute and what we're asking for in relation to the emergency component, emergency exemption component.
Hi. Okay. So under Idaho Code 672808, which is part of the Idaho State Procurement Act, we can sidestep the requirement to go out for bidding if there's a declaration of an emergency and that you as a board find that it's in the public interest to make an immediate expenditure of public money because it's necessary to do emergency work to safeguard property. Based on where we are on this, we're basically cannibalizing one boiler to keep another boiler operating that is barely sufficient to run the airport terminal. And I mean, if they both go down, depending on circumstances, we could be in a situation where we'd have to close the airport. So I can't tell you to make the declaration or not, but if you make a declaration that it's in the public interest to get this boiler fixed, it's got to get fixed ASAP. And they're having problems keeping it going as we speak.
Just a bit of clarification, it's not to fix, it's to replace with the new system. We did learn through our due diligence in trying to keep the current system up and running that it was a poor system to begin with. Again, lack of parts, lack of skilled technicians to fix this particular system, certainly not in the valley here, so not good. It's just not a good situation.
And I think I asked you, Chris, that the possibility is that the new boiler system will be much more efficient, energy efficient, and cost saving in the long run. And because of a new technology, I think we can be assured that that's the case.
I agree. And just a couple of things too, as it relates to the process. If we were to go through a formal bid process, my guess is that would take up to a couple plus months to get through that. We, as I mentioned in the write-up, I want to make sure that we're doing a nice level of due diligence. Dino is actively seeking quotes, so this isn't going to be just a blanket purchase. We're looking to find the best deal, both monetarily and most importantly, the support that we need to keep these things operational once we get them installed. So we will, with your approval of this emergency exemption, again, there's that level of due diligence that we're undertaking on our part to ensure that this is done still efficiently and with cost-effective measures in mind.
Are there any questions for Chris?
No questions, but would Madam Chair receive comments? Or would you like a motion, then discussion?
We have heard from Sam Lennon, who prior to this meeting said he fully supported the declaration of emergency and moving very quickly, replacing these boilers.
Thank you. And as would I, my comment is more to thank the team for doing all that they can to nurse it through the winter so that this didn't happen in the peak of December versus January. The fact that we've been cannibalizing from one system to another is a pretty good indication, and thank Dino personally for the letter with the explanation of why we're doing it. So I would certainly support the emergency status of it to get it repaired in a timely manner with gratitude for those who struggled but kept it going this long, so we're at least doing it in a reasonable month with temperatures, so we're not as dastardly.
So John, are you prepared to make that
motion? I have a quick question before.
Sorry,
just regarding the motion. Fully support everything, and thank you to the staff and team. Do you need the Idaho statute in there since it's an emergency? Do you want us to add
2808A. I think
if you just read that is sufficient.
Is taken directly from the statute. So if you make that finding, you will conform with the statute.
Okay, I just want to make sure thank you.
Then, Madam Chair, I would move to declare that as a result of the current state of the airport boiler system, an emergency exists and the public interest and necessity demand the immediate expenditure of money to do work necessary to safeguard life, health, or property, specifically the airport terminal. I would further move to approve up to $200,000 from the fiscal year 23's capital contingency budget to immediately replace the terminal boilers, bypassing a formal bidding process pursuant to the statutes previously discussed.
Thanks, John. Is there a second? Further discussion? I'll ask for your vote. Muffy?
Aye.
Anjanette? Wave it, Muffy.
Aye.
Oh, good. Oh, you're right. Don't have. Jacob? Aye. John?
Aye.
And I would vote aye, and I know that Sam did as well. Thank you.
Dino will be very thankful.
Thank him.
Kudos to him. He put a lot of time and effort, late nights, trying to keep things operational. So this is going to be a big relief off of his shoulders.
It sounds like he's another MacGyver.
He really, truly is. Yes, we should. Thank you.
Moving on, let's talk about the broom donation.
Yeah, this is a little bit of a unique situation. Tim can jump in here if I miss anything, but as we've discussed multiple times since December of 2020, when the new approach came online, our need to evolve as it relates to our snow removal operations and how we conduct those operations was necessary. So too is the continued modernization of our snow removal equipment fleet. So that sets the stage. Back in 2018, before all of this was upon us with the new approach and the new way of doing things, if you will, from a snow removal standpoint, we did acquire a Oshkosh Series H runway broom. And the cost of that broom was $545,000. That was from our AIP, FAA Airport Improvement Program funds, entitlement funds, which meant our local contribution was a $34,000 roughly local match requirement. With our new multitask equipment that is just fantastic, you've heard us dote on it multiple times too, this standalone broom is no longer really necessary for our new operation. So it's been very underutilized over the course of the last couple plus winters. So looking at our options to do something with it, because it's such a new piece of equipment, newer piece of equipment, there are very stringent rules and requirements that are placed upon us by the Federal Aviation Administration as a result of us procuring that equipment with FAA AIP dollars. Basically, there are two options that the AIP handbook specifies. One is we certainly could go look to sell the piece of equipment. We would have to ascertain what fair market value is, and certainly there's been some depreciation on it. But then when we do sell it, we have to turn around and pay the FAA back their share, which is 93.75%. And the other option in the AIP handbook is the donation to another AIP or FAA airport. And that is, in fact, the FAA's preferred methodology or something like this. So with some help from our FAA friends, I would like to keep this piece of equipment in the region if you, as the board, agree that the donation effort or process is appropriate for us. Keep it in the region, but we, with some help from the FAA coordinating with all of the airports in the region, there is a commercial service airport in Colorado, the Northern Colorado Regional Airport, in Fort Collins, Loveland, Colorado, more specifically, that is in dire need of a broom for their operations. And they would very much appreciate our willingness to donate the broom to them. So again, this is not something that I've run into, frankly, in my career, but it's a good piece of equipment. It needs a good home. And we would be doing a nice service to another airport in our Northwest Mountain region, should you support this request. So,
and if we support it, will they come and get it?
Yes, we will ensure, as the motion definitely dictates, we will work with Jim and with Peter Kirsch and with the airport's district office to ensure that we're maneuvering all the hoops and jumps along the way to do this the right way. But I have no doubts that Jason, the airport director at Northern Colorado Regional Airport, will be happy to get the transportation set up to take it down to Colorado.
It feels like the right thing to do. Are there comments, board chair?
Just a discussion item. Having landed at Fort Collins, they desperately need the broom. Total support of it. And yes, if it is the FAA's indeed preferred method of transferring equipment, it makes perfect sense to follow that lead. So I'd be in grand support of this motion.
In support.
You good, Anjani?
I am. Thank you. I'm definitely supportive.
I'm supportive. Yes. Thank you. Then there's some motion language.
Then I would move to approve disposal of the airport's Oshkosh Series H runway broom. Following the FAA's preferred disposal method, FMAA will donate this unit to another airport. A candidate airport for donation is the Northern Colorado Regional Airport in Fort Collins, Loveland, Colorado. The donation to Foxtrot November Lima or any other airport to speed up that process will be subject to FAA and FMAA legal counsel review and support/approval.
Second.
Has been moved and seconded. Further discussion? Call for the question. Your vote, Muffy?
Aye.
Anjani?
Aye.
Jacob?
Aye.
John?
Aye.
Thank you. Thank you.
Arthur, will you actually vote?
I vote aye.
Just so we have two.
And Sam indicated his support as well.
Two ayes.
Continuing business? None. Let's talk some ranch management updates.
Sure. So I don't have a whole lot to discuss here or update, but I felt that it was appropriate considering the time frame we're in to just bring you up to speed on what has happened and where we envision things going as relates to ranch management. One of the key components or key things that happened here over the course of the last month was, you may not recall, but in the purchase and sales agreement that was executed with the Eccles, it did provide for a lease back of the ranch for agricultural operations through the end of March of this year with an option to extend through the end of March in 2024. We were notified by Eccles representatives that they were not interested in pursuing the option in 2024. So thereby, guess who has ultimate full responsibility now of all the agricultural operations on the ranch? We do. We had hoped to get out by now, or at least spring, early summer, a request for proposals for more longer term management of the ranch, but with, and Tim's helping a lot with that. With the winter that we had, and you know what the airport operations team and Tim was doing all winter, we just weren't able to get in front of that. So one of the options that we explored, and I guess still technically are with the current ranch management team that work underneath the Eccles, is looking at some sort of a contractual agreement with them to work as the ranch management option, helping us train our staff on the ins and outs, primarily of the irrigation system and just some of the nuances of the ranch through this season. We sat down with representatives from the Eccles management team 5 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, and thought that we had some pretty decent verbal terms in place. But as of last week, it looks like we might be a little further apart than we expected. So with that, we're still waiting some information from them to help the board make that decision, but we at minimum, if possible, would like to keep them on board through the next month, the beginning of the irrigation season, getting the canals going, understanding what we have to do with the irrigation equipment, and then I'm comfortable, and so too is Tim, we have some very experienced individuals on our airport operations team in this world, plus they have a wonderful knowledge of the network necessary when it comes to the water master, technicians to dealing with the pump and irrigation components, all those things, that I'm confident that we can get over the hump, if you will, here shortly. But that's really the latest on it. The goal at this point in time for the longer term ranch management discussion by the board and ultimately what I believe is the best course of action and what we've talked about before is that request for proposals for longer, more sustainable ranch management will hopefully be out by the end of summer or by fall in preparation at minimum for next spring and opening the ranch back up.
And I just have to add that I'm familiar with the previous owner of Quigley Canyon Ranch and how to move hand lines and stuff. And he's locally right now here. So Tim, if you would like to talk to this person, I think he can't tell you exactly what goes on at Flying Hat, but he can probably talk generalities about ditches and all of that.
That's helpful.
I think he would like very much to help.
One thing I didn't mention though is as we look ahead, there is a lot of maintenance required, if you will, as it relates to the crop or the mowing of the grass, whatever's out there. And there is a current lessee on the ranch running several head of cattle that as the expiration of the current lease expired at the end of March, with the long winter and still snow on the ground, I did provide him the flexibility to stay through the end of, well, should have been through the end of April. But I'm thinking it might be a good strategy for us to just continue on with that particular lessee to run the cattle. They'll keep tabs on the fence for us. And then again, as part of the bigger effort to look at a more strategic approach to the management, we can include how the highest and best use of that ranch will come down with, you know, somebody with somebody similar or some other type of operation similar to that.
So we did 3 cuttings of alfalfa, and I can't tell you that right moment to cut it and bale it, but somebody can.
Okay. So any questions on that or any comments, suggestions, ideas other than what you have already thrown out, Martha, about potential resource, we will look into that. But that's where we are right now. Any concerns? No? Okay.
Shall we talk about future aeronautical development?
So the committee met last about 3 weeks ago on April 12th. Yet again, another good discussion amongst the committee members and Jim and Peter Kirsch, legal counsel. I'll let you as committee members really kind of discuss your thoughts on the process, but we should be getting a revised draft from our legal counsel probably within the week, or if not this week, probably by the end of next week. And my understanding and my recollection is that that will go to the committee one last time for review, and then pending any additional comments or feedback, the board will then get an advanced version for review through June, and then our stakeholders and those who are interested in the process should be able to see the first draft of this, this particular draft of the document at the June meeting, and then we'll start taking public comment, feedback, and listening to what folks have to say.
And I wanted to make sure that the rest of the board has the opportunity to understand why the RFP is developed the way it is. And so there will be a chance to meet with Chris and talk through the level of dialogue that was necessary to come to where we are. So this crew knows.
Right.
Anything, John?
All I would add is thank you again for the deep dive into the substance and the committee level so that the committee can return its draft to the board for consideration. The only comment that I took out of the most recent committee meeting was there's going to be a large need for discussion as to the selection committee and the scoring of it, which will be our next challenge that we face. Certainly happy with the progress that we made on the draft of the RFP for you. And I'll renew my suggestion several months ago of any kind of outreach or outward going inquiry as to those who have either submitted inquiries or are considering submitting inquiries, so we know kind of in advance what their flavor is. So the timetable of when it comes out, how many times is before the board, and scheduling the public comment sections dedicated to that program would be very beneficial to those who have voiced an interest.
We'll continue to talk about that in the committee.
Thank you.
Anything else? Should we talk construction?
Sure. This will be really simple. We are still focusing in on the end of May for our pavement remarking project. I think we're starting to really narrow that down. One element that we've talked about before, but I believe by the end of the week, the request will be made to Lisa Horowitz at the city, is asking the city of Haley for approval for some of the night work that will be required. It's not going to be impactful at all. We doubt that anybody beyond 50 feet is going to hear it, but it'll be necessary to make sure we can move this forward pretty quick.
I think you might get the approval.
Okay, I hope so.
Anything else? And I forgot, under the chair's report, to thank the ops crew for this winter's heroic efforts to keep the snow off the runway, and also for a very lovely barbecue to celebrate that gigantic effort. It was really, really a nice day. Good food, lots of hardworking people. Thank you. Should we open this up once more for public comment? If anyone wishes to address this board, give us your name for the record. The floor is open. All right, then. Do we need an executive session? I just always ask that. Maybe. Okay. That's the other meeting. So how about a motion to adjourn?
Then I have a motion to adjourn this meeting at this time.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Thanks, Anjani. I vote aye. Thank you. We're adjourned. Thank you.